Hello, internet people! Welcome to episode number 5! This is God Is At Work podcast. I'm Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn Uy. How are you today, Brother Rodney?
I'm fine. I'm blessed.
You sound like your nose is stuffy today.
I know, yeah.
And you're fine?
It's kind of raining outside. So I feel kind of cold and have cold, but that's alright. That's not going to dampen my spirit.
Yeah, but don't come near me. I can't afford to have a cold.
Yeah. I need to pray for Sister Evelyn because she also has some throat problems.
I talk a lot.
Yeah, she talks a lot. So the doctor said...
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's the best medicine.
Don't talk too much.
Yes.
But today we're going to do a lot of talking today.
Yeah, just today. Just for this moment.
Just for a few 20 minutes.
Yes. We love to talk to you guys. And we understand that today we're going to have a very interesting topic.
Yes, we're going to be talking about something, interesting. And a lot of people have been writing to us about... talking about relationships, so I guess this is one of those. If you remember, in one of our past episodes, we talked about what is the ideal Christian relationship. But today, we are going to be talking about the next step or another phase of that relationship. So, what is our topic for today?
This time, it's going to be: is there such thing as a perfect marriage? So now there's marriage after finding your ideal mate.
After finding your ideal mate. So the topic question is there such a thing as a perfect marriage?
Because you know, when after finding your ideal mate, you wake up in the morning after your wedding and you find out that your husband's got bad breath after all.
Or he snores.
Yes. And your wife has no makeup anymore. It's just the woman.
It's different.
I'm married. Yeah, but these are the superficial things, right?
Yeah, these are the... But one of the things we cannot deny is there are a lot of aspects of marriage that we need to look into. That's just one part, the superficial, the physical. Another thing is the character.
Yes.
There's another thing about habits, because there are some people who have habits like, you know, they don't put the cap on the toothpaste.
There you go again. That must be an issue between you and I that it had been.
No, it's not.
I hope that has been resolved.
It's been resolved.
Okay, great. But now you have a perfect marriage.
No. No.
Okay.
No, but it's one of those little things that somehow make the marriage kind of complicated.
See, these little things, seemingly trivial matters, make a huge argument at the end of the day. So, you know what I advise my friends and people who come to me for counsel? When there is an issue, you have to discuss it between you and your spouse, because if you think that it is trivial, one of these days it is kept as a record of wrong. And when there is an issue now, all these lists of the unresolved issues will come out. And so, instead of sticking to the issue, you are now getting to your bags of all these records of wrong, and you discuss it. And so the issue that is supposed to be discussed is not discussed anymore.
Yeah, because you start from being lovebirds, you start becoming warbirds, and you start pulling out all these faults, and then you start bashing each other in the head with all these, oh, do you remember this, and do you remember that?
So now you're going to identify that as imperfect marriage because there are arguments?
No. First thing we need to remember, and I'm talking to everybody here, me included, is that a marriage is made up of two individuals, a man and a woman, a male and a female. And these two, in the first place, are not perfect. You can never have a result or a product that is perfect if the ingredients are not perfect.
Already?
If it's tainted,
a male and a female are different already.
Well, that's another thing.
Yes.
Just like the book, you know, the men are from Mars, the women are from Venus.
Venus, yes.
They're wired differently.
And we come from different parents, different backgrounds.
And different cultures.
Yes.
And
different habits.
Different habits, you know. Yes. But let's go first to the core of it all. That all of us are not perfect. Yay!
I don't like that. I want to be perfect. Anyway, I'm not perfect.
We will be perfect. Yeah. I mean, the reason why I said yay, because at least it's out in the open. Because a lot of people often believe that, well, their partner is perfect, that they should do this and they should do that.
Yes.
But you know, it will be very difficult for us to have a perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's made up of two imperfect people. So, two imperfect people make it an imperfect marriage.
Besides the description that says perfect, it's relative.
Mm.
Some people would say, I have a perfect marriage because, you know, I have 12 kids and I have a house and lot and mm. my bank book is full of money. Like what I said, it's relative.
It depends on your perspective.
Perfection of marriage comes when we obey the word of God and God is in the relationship as well.
Right.
Perfect marriage is when you know how to say,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
And
forgive
admit
me.
Your mistake.
Yes.
And you learn how to say, forgive me. And there's an unconditional clause there in your heart that you're not going to keep that record of wrong anymore. Mm. It's under the blood, Rodney.
Right.
Remember that.
That's right.
Never bring up the issues that were forgiven and under the blood. You understand?
she's pointing at me right now.
Like I'm the
wife. I think we need to close this podcast right now. But I always remember what Ida, my wife, would tell me. And she quoted this in the Bible. She said, a strand of three cannot be easily broken. And if you want to have a life... Hello, Internet people! Welcome to episode number 5. This is God Is At Work podcast. I'm Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn Uy. How are you today, Brother Rodney?
I am fine. I'm blessed.
You sound like your nose is stuffy
today. I know, yeah.
And you're fine.
It's kind of raining outside. So I feel kind of cold and I have colds. But that's all right. That's not going to dampen my spirit.
Yeah, but don't come near me. I can't afford to have a cold.
Yeah. I need pray for Sister Evelyn because she also has some throat problems.
I talk a lot.
Yeah, she talks a lot. So the doctor said...
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's the best medicine.
Don't talk too much.
Yes.
But today we're going to do a lot of talking today.
Yeah, just today. Just for this moment.
Just for a few 20
right.
minutes.
Yes. We love to talk to you guys. And we understand that today we're going to have a very interesting topic.
Yes, we're going to be talking about something, interesting. And a lot of people have been writing to us about... talking about relationships, so I guess this is one of those. If you remember, in one of our past episodes, we talked about what is the ideal Christian relationship. But today, we are going to be talking about the next step or another phase of that relationship. So, what is our topic for today?
This time, it's going to be: is there such thing as a perfect marriage? So now there's marriage after finding your ideal
yep.
mate.
After finding your ideal mate. So the topic question is: is there such a thing as a perfect marriage?
Because you know, when after finding your ideal mate, you wake up in the morning after your wedding and you find out that your husband's got bad breath after all.
Or he snores.
Yes. And your wife has no makeup anymore. It's
yeah,
just a woman.
It's different.
I'm married. Yeah, but these are the superficial things, right?
Yeah, these are the... So, mm-hmm. But one of the things we cannot deny is there are a lot of aspects of marriage that we need to look into. That's just one part, the superficial, the physical. Another thing is the character.
Yes.
There's another thing about habits, because there are some people who have habits like, you know, they don't put the cap on the toothpaste.
There you go again. That must be an issue between you and Ida. It had been.
No, it's not.
I hope that has been resolved.
It's been resolved.
Okay, great. Now you have a perfect marriage.
No. No.
Okay.
No, but it's one of those little things that somehow make the marriage kind of complicated.
See, these little things, seemingly trivial matters, make mm-hmm. a huge argument mm-hmm. at the end of the day. So, you know what I advise my friends and people who come to me for counsel? When there is an issue, you have to discuss it between you and your spouse, because if you think that it is trivial, mm-hmm. one of these days it is kept as a record of mm-hmm. wrong. And when there is an issue now, all these lists of the unresolved
yeah.
issues will come out. And so instead of sticking to the issue, you are now getting to your bags of all these records of wrong, and you discuss it. And so the issue that is supposed to be discussed is not discussed anymore.
Yeah, because you start from being lovebirds, you start becoming warbirds.
Yes.
And you start pulling out all these faults, and then you start bashing each other in the head with all these, oh, do you remember this, and do you remember that?
So now you're going to identify that as imperfect marriage because there are arguments?
No. First thing we need to remember, and I'm talking to everybody here, me included, is that a marriage is made up of two individuals, a man and a woman, a male and a female. And these two, in the first place, are not perfect. You can never have a result or a product that is perfect if the ingredients are not perfect.
Already?
If it's tainted,
a male and a female are different already.
Well, that's another thing.
Yes.
Just like the book, you know, the men are from Mars, the women are from Venus.
Venus, yes.
They're wired differently.
And we come from different parents, different backgrounds.
And different cultures.
Yes.
And
different habits.
Different habits, you know.
Yes.
But let's go first to the core of it all. That all of us are not perfect. Yay!
I don't like that. I want to be perfect. Anyway, but I'm not perfect.
We will be perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why I said yay, because at least it's out in the open. Because a lot of people often believe that, well, their partner is perfect, that they should do this and they should do that.
Yes.
But, you know, it will be very difficult for us to have a perfect marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's made up of two imperfect people. So, two imperfect people make it an imperfect marriage.
Besides the description that says perfect, It's relative.
Mm.
Some people would say, I have a perfect marriage because, you know, I have 12 kids and I have a house and lot and my bank book is full of money. Like what I said, it's relative.
It depends on your perspective.
Perfection of marriage comes when we obey the word of God and God is in the relationship as well.
Right.
Perfect marriage is when you know how to say,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
And
forgive
admit
me.
Your mistake.
Yes.
And you learn how to say, forgive me. And there's an unconditional clause there in your heart that you're not going to keep that record of wrong anymore.
Mm.
It's under the blood, Rodney.
Right.
Remember that.
That's right.
Never bring up the issues that were forgiven and under the blood. You understand?
she's pointing at me right now.
Like I'm the
wife. I think we need to close this podcast right now. But I always remember what Ida, my wife, would tell me. And she quoted this in the Bible. She said, a strand of three cannot be easily broken. And if you want to have a lasting relationship, a lasting marriage, it may not be perfect, as in there's no problems. But if you want a marriage that would work, you need someone in that marriage to help you and guide you, and basically the author of the marriage itself, who is God Himself, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You need to have Him in your relationship because, remember, both of you have no idea what a marriage is. We often just pattern our marriages based on what we see on TV.
And our parents'
or
marriage.
How our parents did. Or we read it in books. There's no such thing as a manual. I mean, after the marriage,
yes.
The pastor doesn't give you a manual.
Mm-hmm.
If there was, probably you'll have about 500,000 copies of it because there's so much to learn.
Yes.
But you need to invite the author of marriage, who is God Himself, into your relationship so that He can start guiding you.
Therefore, should you find that there is really a difference that you cannot solve, you also need to ask for a pastor or a guidance counselor to come into your relationship, invite them into that relationship, and admit that there is problem.
That's the hardest thing to do, huh?
Oh, yeah. Because if you start pretending, because the people around you may find out that there's a difference that you cannot resolve.
Mm-hmm.
The chasm, the gap is going to be wider between the husband and the wife. So there must be an understanding that and a realization that there is a problem and you need outside help from a godly, spirit-filled individual.
Yeah, don't just go to any quack doctor or anybody.
Right. Yes.
Because there are people who they'll just say anything you want them to say. But there are people who do care for you. And if you are in that situation today, you know that your marriage is going through some rocky times. It's all right to say you need some assistance, you need some help. Because when you are in a marriage, remember, you are supposed to be teammates. You're supposed to be in the same team and not on the opposite team. So your goal should always be try to make the relationship, the marriage, work.
Yes. You don't look at your partner as somebody that you compete with.
That's right.
Like, I have a higher salary, I have a better position.
You know, those are some of the issues
that affect. I am more intelligent.
Yes, you know, these are some of the issues that affect a marriage.
That's right. That's right.
Career. Mm-hmm. Like, the woman is getting more pay than the man.
Yes, and that becomes an issue for the man
right,
sometimes.
And,
or a leverage for the woman.
Right.
And that's not good.
And there's so many things we can talk about as reasons why marriages collapse.
You're right. Here, we're supposed to be a team.
Right.
And so there's going to be harmony if, in the first place, we have in our mind regularly that we're supposed to love each other.
Right.
Unconditionally and intelligently.
Yes, of course. That's the whole essence of marriage. Marriage is about helping each other, loving each other, trying to be there for each other. There are times our egos get in the way.
Yeah.
As much as we are...
I have a big one. And okay. The Lord has a way of really bursting my ego.
I'm sure all of us have egos.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not like in the argument, you may win the argument, but your spouse is not won over your side.
Right.
So it's not who is the winner in this argument. It's just meeting halfway. It's a give and take in that relationship.
And remember, because you are teammates, because you are helping each other, you should always think not to harm the person
yes.
who's your teammate. Remember, if the whole goal of a basketball team or any team-related sport is to win.
Yeah.
And even if somebody needs to sacrifice, even if somebody needs to pass the ball,
yes.
even if somebody needs to make the winning shot and he's not really the superstar, we need to do everything to make it work.
To support each other.
Right.
You support each other. It's not just all about I, me, myself. What about my happiness and what about my comfort? What about your partner?
But it's not about just you. It's also about how will God look at your marriage now. And I'm sure there are a lot of marriages today. I mean, the divorce rate, or here in the Philippines, the annulment rate is just skyrocketing.
The separation.
And I'm sure God wanted to intervene somehow in that marriage. But one of the things about God is He is all-powerful,
yep.
yet He respects you as an individual. He respects your decision. If you're not going to make a decision to bring God really in your life,
yes.
in your marriage, then He can't help you.
That's right. You know, only God can change all of us. Now, if you have any intention of changing your spouse, pardon me, but now that I am more understanding of a mature Christian, it's all about changing my heart, about understanding other people. It's not, Lord, change the heart of this person. He's so difficult. It's now, Lord, change my heart. I want to understand my partner, or I want to understand the difficult people around me.
Well, we're still going to be talking about this right after the break. We'll be right back.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Welcome back to Copacabana.
Is Is that what it is here?
Yes, and I'm with Lola. But going back, we are talking about, is there such a thing as a perfect marriage?
The answer is not yes or no.
Well, for me, if you really want to stick to the answer yes or no, for me, there's no such thing as a perfect marriage. The marriage is made up of two imperfect people. But there is such a thing as a marriage that works.
And that equates it to an ideal marriage.
Yes, because when you say perfect, because we use perfection, the term perfection, very loosely.
Only God is perfect.
Yes, and like what you said earlier, you said that it is a perception. Mm-hmm. Because what may be perfect for you may not be perfect for me.
Yes.
For you, I mean, having 12 kids is a perfect thing. For me, I mean, one is all right, or two is okay.
Three is a crowd.
For other people, they want houses by the beach.
Yes.
Or having luxury car.
Yeah.
That's their perception of perfection. But for others, just having a simple life is a perfect
yes.
life.
And having your spouse with you until the Lord returns and you have a harmonious relationship. We're not saying that it will be devoid of arguments, because we have a lot of differences. But it's just a matter of looking into your differences and making it work. And remember this, folks. When there is an argument, stick to issues. And also, there will be no raising of voices.
Mm-hmm.
No labeling, like you're saying that you're so stupid or you're not sensitive. Don't label. And no walking out in a discussion. Do you understand that, Brother Rodney?
How come it's about me?
No, well, I'm just saying
you know,
it's a learning process.
It is. I've been married for 6 years.
And you're still learning.
And we are still learning.
That's right.
All marriages are not the same. Because sometimes we start comparing, like, husbands. Why can't you be like this? Why can't you be like Mr. So-and-so? Why can't you be...
Like Mrs. So-and-so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you say, you go to Mr. So-and-so.
That starts the problem.
Yeah.
So no comparison.
So, well, yeah. Sometimes you
like
can't
help...
Like
my mother cooks better than your mother.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you.
That's another podcast. That's another podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
So what? Bottom line, what you're saying here is, please do not compare your spouse to other people.
Here's the thing. When you start looking at their marriage, for example, you know somebody in church who has an ideal marriage or a marriage that works, then maybe what you should do is use that as a motivation for you to make your marriage better. Not have their marriage.
That's right.
Or not have that husband or have that wife.
Yeah.
But to use that, or maybe you can even ask them what makes you so sweet, even if you're 25, 50 years already married.
Yeah.
And maybe you can now bring that to your marriage.
Yes.
I just want to honor my parents today, because I grew up with parents who are very lovey-dovey with each other. Even now, they've been married for more than 25 years. They're in their 50s, and yet they still hold hands.
Wow.
They still embrace. They still kiss, even in front of their kids. And we're, I mean,
and
there's
grandchildren.
Grandchildren. You know, some people they're not really like super showy, you know. But for me, I grew up in a family that's very showy.
Yeah, demonstration of love.
So me, I mean, I'm seeing that makes me feel comfortable that, you know, my parents are loving each other.
And so you apply that now
and
to your marriage.
And now I still apply that to my marriage.
Wow.
Now, well, not everybody has something like I do.
Yeah.
There are
yes.
some people that may
we
not have even have a. A parent.
Yeah, broken families. But that doesn't mean to say that you cannot have an ideal marriage,
right.
A wonderful spouse that you could love.
You can make it work if you want to.
Yeah.
You can make it work if you ask God to help you make it work.
And seek for counsel
and
as
seek
well.
For counsel. Mm. Let me be honest to you. I mean, we are pastors, but they sometimes think of us as perfect people, that we don't have problems. We do. And let me just be honest with you. Early in my marriage, I had some issues and problems.
Of course, because you know this is a period of adjustment as well. But
right.
for some people, they've been married for 50 years, they're still adjusting.
Because
times change. Well, it means to say that, you know, if you keep is you continue to still adjust, it means to say that you are not accepting the other person's flaws.
Well, just going back to what I was saying earlier, I had some issues, and my wife and I talked to a pastor about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe looking back, it really helped us a lot.
Yes, wow.
So let me encourage those who are listening to this podcast. You may know somebody who has problems in their marriage, or you may be in such a predicament now. We would like to encourage you to seek help. There's no shame in saying that you need help, okay? Because people are there to help and assist you to make your marriage work.
In your local churches, there would be counselors and qualified advisors, or even the pastors who... Mm-hmm.
Or family counselors.
Yeah, family counselors, qualified family counselors, that you could ask for help. Please do not hide the fact that your marriage needs help.
So to answer the question for this podcast, is there such a thing as a perfect marriage? And the answer is, there's no such thing as a perfect marriage,
yes.
But there is such a thing as a marriage that works.
Wow.
There's no such a thing as a perfect marriage. When you say perfect, that means there are no problems, there are no errors. It means it's flawless. But one thing about it is that God gives us the opportunity to know these things and to grow and to mature. And we have probably made a lot of mistakes in our marriage, but it's not too late. Don't give up on that marriage. If you're listening to us today and you just want to give up the towel, you just want to quit, don't. Because God Himself does not want you to quit. He wants to help you. Sure, there may be flaws. Sure, there may be problems in your marriage today. But God wants you to know today, my son, my daughter, don't give up, because I'm not giving up on you. So if you're here, you're just listening to this podcast right now, or maybe there's a friend that you want to give this podcast to, give it to this person. If you're listening right now, we want to pray with you. And regardless of what you're going through in your marriage, you may be going through a good time in your marriage, or you may be going through the rocks. We want to pray with you. Sister Evelyn and I would like to pray with you right now for that marriage.
Father, there are many couples at this time who need healing, Lord.
Yes.
They have gone through a lot of pains and sorrows and frustrations, a lot of woundings that they have experienced in the past, or probably even right now, Lord God. You are the healer.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you will work into their lives, that wounding will be healed, that you will work into their lives, that they will be able to forgive and let go and give their marriage a second chance. Lord, you are a God of a second chance, a third chance, and many chances. And I pray that our brothers and sisters right now will have the same kind of heart, that will give their marriage, their spouse, a second chance, or even the seventh chance, Lord. So now, give strength to these marriages. Father God, we invite you into our relationship. You are the God who has a perfect love.
Yes.
And we want to have that kind of love, one for the other. So Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to empower us right now. Because there are so many difficult things that we ought to do, like letting go and forgiving. So Lord, we invite you now into our lives and strengthen us to be able to understand what your word says about relationship. And for those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, that He is the healer, that He is the Savior, even of your marriage and of our lives, I ask you right now to pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. You redeemed us from our sins and from the curses of sin. We invite you right now. I ask you to come into my heart and be the Lord and Savior of my life. Be the Lord and Savior of my marriage. And Holy Spirit, I just invite you to come in so that you will empower me to live a life of a Christian. And thank you, Father God, that you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to give it hope. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right. There's no such thing as a perfect marriage, no such thing as a flawless marriage, but there is such a thing as a marriage that works. So work at it. You know, do everything you can to make it work. Well, this is another edition of God Is At Work podcast. I'm Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is Sister Evelyn
Boy. We'll see you again next week, same time, same place, here at God Is At Work, at Work for the World.
God bless you.
God bless you.